primary and secondary education showcased educational innovations at the 2025 National Consolidation in Depok, West Java. The exhibition featured AI-based safety equipment monitoring, animated films, handmade crafts, and kopi langsa from Bogor. Deputy Minister Atip Latiful Hayat stated that the event supports equitable access to equality in quality education and strengthens collaboration among schools nationwide. On Tuesday, April 29, 2025, the National Food Agency reported that shallot prices fell to 39,267 rupiah per kilogram from the previous 42,647 rupiah, while chicken egg prices dropped from 48,671 rupiah per kilogram to 29,130 rupiah. The price decrease also occurred in the commodities such as premium rice, which fell to 15,033 per kilogram, and curly red chili, which dropped 40,929 rupiah per kilogram. And that was the news.
Oh,
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar, prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Thank you.
underway in Indonesia today. And don't forget to stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, where you can send your messages through our social media, Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account, NVY Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, NVY_official. We also have our email address, NVY@voinews.id, and also our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130.
Jadi jangan sampai berubah gitu. Kalau mau dipukul ya, harus disampai. So just can't
because it will be dangerous if tortoise near first. Those who avoid will hurt instead.
Still, friendship makes no sense indeed, but it's the uniqueness and characteristic of Sampeo art from Magdalena we can see with Java. It is a traditional art which is in the brink of extinction. Sampeo art has been performed and has evolved on Java land since Indonesia gained independence, as stated by Kirin Almawi, 67 years old, the successor generation of Sampeo art from Magdalena, who is also a corn farmer in Simpuram sub-district, Cigasom district, Magdalena we can see with Java.
Nama Kirin Almawi, asal dari Kelurahan Simpuram, Kecamatan Cigasom, Kabupaten Magdalena, umur 67.
My name is Kirin Almawi from Simpuram sub-district, Cigasom district, Magdalena region. I'm 67 years old. I've been engaged in Sampeo art since 60. So I passed this art to the next generation. This also not funny, so Sampeo art came after Indonesia gained independence in about 1946. It used to be a folk art called Ujungan, which uses smaltan beater in the length of 60 cm, with head quarter called Balakutak, made of layers of clothes to avoid heart heat. In about 60 years, I research found the art dangerous, that it was unified into Sampeo, in which people heap and are hit for 3 times. Old people say Sampeo came from Chinese descent, maybe accidentally, said Sam Tui Pyong. So Sampeo is tree beating stand by a reprieve called Malanda.
Jadi, dirubah lagi, dimodifikasi, gitu. Jadi, Sampeo. Sampeo itu memukul dan dipukul 3 kali. Sampeo itu kebetulan katanya dari kata dari orang tua, ada dulunya itu ada yang melihat dari keturunan Cina itu. Mungkin dengan tidak sadar itu mengatakan Sam itu 3, Pyong itu pukulan. Jadi Sampeo itu 3 pukulan, yang dipimpin oleh satu orang wasit yang disebut Malanang.
Three beatings, that's the essence of Sampeo art from Magdalena. It uses a piece of bamboo in the length of 60 cm, with balakutak or head cover, and it is led by a referee called Malanang. The real art which has existed before the colonial era, as evolved as time rolled by, as said by a Sikin, Magdalena cultural observer, and the owner of an art studio in Magdalena, to add a world service voice of Indonesia, then we are looking for the existence of Sampeo art in Magdalena we can see with Java province. The origin of Sampeo art, as Sikin said, comes from Kaulinan or games of Seviat.
Sampeo itu awalnya merupakan kaulinan atau permainan anak-anak gembala. Sampeo used to be kaulinan or games of shepherd in their shepherd place. If they have free time when cattle is in their field, they play with stick and hit their bodies. At that time, in about 13th century, it was a popular struggle, because it was lovable that it developed in Magdalena, precisely in Cibodas. It was more than a hobby, but power struggle. They then make themselves strong to become beating resistance.
Saat itu, tepatnya abad 13-an lah, itu sudah jadi satu ajang adu kekuatan yang populer sekali. Nah, kemudian karena permainan itu disukai, maka di satu wilayah di Magdalena, yaitu tepatnya di Cibodas itu. Di Cibodas, kemudian menjadi permainan yang rakyat. Justru jadi berkembang, menjadi hobi masyarakat di sana untuk bermain itu lebih daripada permainan biasa. Mereka menjadikan itu sebagai ajang adu kekuatan lah. Nah, ketika itu berkembang menjadi adu kekuatan, mereka pun kemudian berusaha untuk memperkuat diri sendiri, mempersakti diri untuk jadi tahan pukul.
Like as you can say, Sampeo art evolution still continues from Kaulinan or Seviat games in Magdalena becomes hobby, from power struggle to make themselves strong to become beating resistance. As you can add it, Kaulinan or Seviat changed when foreigners like Dutch and Chinese came to Java land.
Kemudian, pada saat Belanda datang dan kemudian...
When Dutch and Chinese people came, they also liked playing beating games, but they had their own regulation in the 1960s. First, not hitting head, fetal part, and under thigh. Only 3 beat, so it means Sampeo. Chinese people say Sam is 3, Pyong is beat. So no more battle after 3. In the long run, the regulation tends to be self-defense, and it's hiking a one-hour style with accompaniment instruments. Gendang pincak, kumpul, gendang traditional drum, and trumpet, accompanying tepakan kumcak, and pantundung, tepuk nyawa, all two taps, minus palerangan, and it's solid during the performance.
Dimasukkan alat pengiring gendang pincak, kumpul, kemudian gendang dan trompet. Mengiringi dengan tepakan pencak, baik padundung, tepak dua atau apa gitu, biasanya palerangan, yang itu bisa ditabuh sepanjang mereka bermain.
In Sampeo, there's a regulation, and at that time, people still loved Sampeo. Usually it was included in festivals. The participants were in groups or individuals, so they did not come to represent a group or community.
Mereka tidak datang atas nama kelompok atau komunitas manapun.
Listener, Atin Hidayat, Sampeo art lover and preserver, made a similar statement that playing Sampeo art from Magdalena is unique enough. It is not only attacking the opponent as powerful as possible, but also movement and dance to hit or to be hit should follow the rhythm of a companion music consisting of West Java traditional musical instruments like gendang pencak, tempur, and trompet.
Tapi yang bikin asiknya itu musiknya sebetulnya.
What makes it fun is the music. It lives up to spirit.
Bikin semangat apalagi kan ditonton gitu.
Moreover, I think that in some art festivals in Magdalena, Malandan or referee can get confused to determine participants of Sampeo art.
Kenyataannya kalau kita misalnya if we hold performance, many people want to join. If Sampeo lovers join, Malandan will get overhauled to choose participants.
Malandannya sampai terrepot menentukan mana yang dipilih gitu istilahnya.
Listener, you can imagine a referee can be overwhelmed to determine who wants to get free heart beatings and how long the artist performs Sampeo art.
Itu tergantung yang atur waktunya itu kan Malandan ya. Istilahnya,
it depends on how Malandan or referee manage time. Sometimes, after one beating, the player goes wild while dancing to be in the pain. The player usually has 10 to 15 minutes.
Istirahat apa supaya nggak terlalu sakit mungkin kakinya, ataupun apa ya gitu. 10-15, satu kali, satu ronde lah gitu istilahnya, satu ronde, satu pemain itu biasanya dikasih kesempatan sekitar 10-15 menit.
That's what makes Sampeo art from Magdalena fun. Regarding extinction, Magdalena Sampeo art, I think added that she would keep promoting Sampeo art from Magdalena.
Ada saya bahkan seringlah istilahnya di jaring sosial.
I often see Sampeo art coverage in social networks like Facebook or Twitter. I also have written in my blog about documented Sampeo art performance, or I invite local journalists to make it more alive and more popular among young generation. That's the point.
Generasi muda gitu, intinya seperti itu.
Intensive approach to preserve Magdalena Sampeo art continues to be done, not only by Aten, Asikin, or Mankirin Almawi, but also by Magdalena Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, as told by Head of Magdalena Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Serati, to add evil service when coming to the office.
Terima kasih berkaitan dengan seni Sampeo dan seni Kau.
Thank you for your concern about Sampeo art and Kau art, or other Magdalena arts. We always do promotions through media, both France and electronic media, besides taking part in arts festivals. especially in their cities and West Java. Because two arts that you ask, namely Sampion and Kao, are traditional arts which are almost extinct. But we are optimistic that with all efforts we can even lift up extinct arts to West Java provincial level, like Kadampuling dance. Kao and Sampion need lifting up. We need to include them in contests and festivals. We always try to preserve traditional arts and sports through festivals and media. We have many working partners in media to especially promote art and culture in Majalengka Regency.
Kalau khususnya seni Sampion dan seni Kao, memang ini perlu kita angkat nanti ya. Kita lombakan atau kita festivalkan ya. Berbagai upaya kesenian daerah, baik kesenian maupun olahraga tradisional yang berbau budaya, ini senantiasa kita upayakan melalui festival-festival dan juga media. Mitra kerja kami di media banyak sekali, itu yang kontrak dengan kita, khusus untuk mempromosikan seni budaya yang ada di Kabupaten Majalengka. Majalengka Art Preservation Program has been done in a sustainable way, especially Sampion Art. Head of Youth, Sports, Culture and Tourism Service, Wasman, said Sampion Art will continue to be preserved by giving a new package.
Sebenarnya untuk Sampion tidak terlalu sulit ya. Untuk Sampion art is actually not hard to preserve because people in Majalengka have been familiar to Sampion. So the art is always performed in every event. People call it Ngadilap Jajatan. Power struggle means knowledge struggle to compete in the field. Sampion art in Majalengka always carries out ship agility contests and puncak. Sampion has been popular and familiar. It's all about more attractive package without removing balance image for fun.
Aminkan di pekalangan di Sampion. Next year Sampion di Majalengka ini selalu disatukan pegelarannya kalau di masyarakat. Selalu disatukan dengan pekalangan domba atau dengan pegelaran kuda pencak. Kalau orang Sumedang menyebutnya kuda renggong. Kalau di sini kuda pencak. Kayaknya ada bedanya sedikit orang Majalengka. Dan Sampion ini sudah dikenal dan memasyarakat. Barangkali tinggal hanya pengemasan supaya lebih menarik dan tidak menimbulkan image kekerasan dan sebagainya. Nah itu hanya permainan saja.
Listener, Sampion art from Majalengka, according to Wasman, has attracted foreign tourists to visit Majalengka and watch Sampion art from the region.
Untuk Sampion, sebenarnya wisatawan, in fact, local and international tourists, including some private TV stations, have access to watch Sampion art performance. So we perform Sampion art in Cideras Village, and it was covered by private TV stations, and watched by foreign tourists. They actually want to see what Sampion art is, and it's interesting enough. They find it interesting because balanced art can become entertainment in the form of beating each other with no revenge and hatred, but humor, laughter, and so on.
Dan cukup menarik dengan mendapat seni kekerasan, tapi tidak melaksanakan kekerasan gitu. Tapi hiburan ya, seni kekerasan, tapi hiburan. Itu hiburannya dengan saling pukul, tapi tidak ada dendam atau tidak ada benci. Tapi dilaksanakan dengan penuh humor, ketawa, sorak-sorai, dan sebagainya.
Furthermore, Wasman revealed that Sampion art which started from Stadium Games in Majalengka now attracts foreign tourists to come to see Sampion art attraction, typically from Majalengka.
Wisatawan Asia yang pernah yang datang dari Amerika, kemudian dari Prancis.
The foreign tourists come from the US, France, and Australia. Some came to do our research on Sampion art. They are also from Pakistan and Europe, like England and Norway. But they did not come in coverage, but two to three people only. There are also Mexicans, Americans, and South Americans playing musical instruments called sagatana in Jatiwangi while doing research on arts, including Sampion art.
Orang-orang Meksiko, Amerika, kemudian dari Amerika Latin yang belajar membuat alat musik dari tanah liat yang disebut sagatana di Jatiwangi Art Factory. Di Jatiwangi sekalian mereka juga penelitian tentang seni-seni di Majalengka termasuk Sampion dan
Wasman added that following the increasing number of foreign tourists to watch Sampion art, Majalengka Regency Youth, Sports, Culture and Tourism Service will keep preserving art intensively.
Yang pertama mungkin memberikan kesempatan.
First, giving a chance to our studio to perform, both in the level of Regency or out of Majalengka Regency. In the anniversary of Majalengka, for instance, or historical days, and state food events like in Pendoko, Javanese traditional pavilion and services, anniversary of Kuningan Regency and Purwakarta Regency, and even at Indonesia Miniature Park. We have also performed Sampion and Kao at Monas, our national monument, in its anniversary. The farthest one could be in Batam, or Geman Nusantara event. We also participated in Posting Schools and Arts Competition in 8 Regencies of Border City in West Java and Central Java, Art and Culture Event in West Java, Sampion Dance, SNK Putra Nusantara Majalengka, Art Professional School, and we also provide art equipment like a set of gamelan traditional music for some art studios. A set of gendang puncak sam has been proposed to support Sampion art.
Keterbatasan karena rutin dilaksanakan event kesenian dan olahraga atau perseni. 8 kabupaten kota terbatasan Jawa Barat, Jawa Tengah. Kemudian di tingkat Jawa Barat pada event Jawa Barat, pada gelar seni budaya Jawa Barat yang baru-baru dilaksanakan. Kami juga menggelarkan tari Sampion dari SMK Kesenian Putra Nusantara Majalengka. Kami juga memberikan bantuan alat kesenian ke beberapa sanggar, seperangkat teman untuk mendukung juga yang sedang dinanti. Dan diusulkan itu seperangkat alat kendang pencak sama untuk mendukung seni Sampion.
Indonesia is rich in folk stories from each region, whose legend remains well maintained until now. No matter what Sampion art from Majalengka is, as an Indonesian nation, we should be proud and preserve Indonesian art and culture. Sampion art is still favorable until now, both among old and young generation, as well as among various groups of people in some regions in West Java, particularly Majalengka Regency. As the source of that, Sampion art from Majalengka, which is in the brink of extinction, can be preserved through innovation, without changing standard of Sampion art totally.
Thank you so much for listening, for accompanying me in this 6-hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because Voice of Indonesia will continue with my colleague Steve, that will be here for the next 6 hours. And if you want to send your messages, make sure to send it through our social media. In Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI_official. We also have our email address in voilisteners@gmail.com, and also our WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Ryan. Stay tuned with us always in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.